AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Syria, targeting facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
These precision strikes were intended to protect and defend U.S. personnel, and the U.S. took proportionate and deliberate action intended to limit the risk of escalation.
A U.S. contractor was killed and six other Americans wounded yesterday in northeast Syria by a suspected Iranian-made drone. President Biden was in Canada today, where he and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an immigration deal to shut down a process that's enabled tens of thousands of migrants from across the world to move between the countries and pursue asylum cases without going through an official border crossing.
After midnight tonight,
Trudeau,
police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
House Republicans narrowly passed a bill today that would fulfill a campaign pledge to give parents a role in what's taught in public schools.
The bill was a priority for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but passed by just five votes, with five Republicans against it.
Today was a win for every mother, every father, but most importantly, for every student in America.
The legislation would require schools to publish course studies, list books kept in libraries, and affirm parents' rights to meet with teachers and speak at school board meetings. Critics like top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries say it furthers a far-right movement that's led to book bans and restrictions aimed at transgender students.
Politics over parents.
The bill has little chance of passing the Democrat-run Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest bank worries involved Germany's Deutsche Bank. Its shares fell 8.5% on the German stock exchange today, but stocks finished higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. California is ending some of its restrictions on water use. Ed Donahue has details.
After 3 years of little rain or snow, California has been hit with about 12 powerful storms since December. Governor Gavin Newsom is lowering the number of water use restrictions from 81 to 33.
We're eliminating that 15% voluntary requirement or voluntary conservation target.
The U.S. Drought Monitor says most of California is no longer in a drought. Does the governor think the drought is over?
Well, I want to affirm your instinct that it should be. It feels like it is. It is and continues to be complicated.
The governor says water shortages remain in the Klamath River Basin along the Oregon border and in Southern California near the struggling Colorado River. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.